You're listening to The Naked Scientists. I'm Chris Smith, and in the studio, Richard Hollingham, Tamla Masil, and Ginny Smith, and also Tom Burgoyne. Now, Tom is a geographer, and he published a paper this week. I've got a copy of it here in the British Medical Journal. This paper is titled Associations Between Exposure to Takeaway Food Outlets, Takeaway Food Consumption, and Body Weight in Cambridgeshire. So, Tom, what was the reason for it?
Yeah, well, we know that levels of obesity in the UK are a major problem, but that obesity itself is kind of complex and multifaceted. What we really wanted to do is explore the neighbourhood environment contribution to obesity and unhealthy diets. Really, I mean, you might say to me, isn't it obvious that neighbourhoods matter for health and the neighbourhoods matter for what we eat? And what I'd say really is that up until now, we haven't had the opportunity to answer that question scientifically and to really try and find a scientific answer.
So people had some idea that there must be an association between retail outlets selling fast food and people potentially gaining a bit more weight, but there was no objective data on it.
There was no objective data, exactly. It seems like common sense, but when you think of the implications for something like this, where we're talking about modifying neighbourhoods potentially to make them more healthy, to help people make healthier choices, we really need those to be evidence-based decisions.
Some rock-solid data to go on. So how did you do this?
Well, basically, we took data for 5,500 individuals in Cambridgeshire, and we counted the number of takeaway food outlets around where they lived, around where they worked, and around their journeys from home to work. So we had kind of a measure of overall exposure to takeaway food outlets. And then we also knew how much these people weighed. We knew their body mass index, and we knew how much takeaway food they consumed. So we kind of put those two things together, tried to see to what extent their exposure would explain those two outcomes.
What did you find?
People with the greatest overall access to takeaway food tended to be heavier. So they tended to have a BMI more than a unit. More than those least exposed by over a unit. They were also nearly twice as likely to be technically obese. And they would consume on the whole around 6 grams of additional takeaway food per day, which over the course of a week is about half a portion of French fries.
But over a lifetime, which, I mean, people pile on weight gently, they don't suddenly become overweight. So that actually, it doesn't sound like much, but actually extrapolated to you've lived somewhere for 5 years could actually add up to quite a significant weight gain then.
Yeah, absolutely. Even that small daily increase is still 2 extra kilograms of takeaway food per year. And exactly, it's about a repeated exposure and a repeated behaviour.
How did you work out what people were being exposed to on the way to work? Because that doesn't sound trivial.
I mean, we kind of made a best guess really and said that they travelled from their home to their work along the shortest route along the street network, which we're allowed to differ depending on how they travel to work and, you know, the mode of travel and how frequently use the mode of travel. It was an educated guess.
And that tells you the route they took. What about the number of retail outlets that they would have seen then along that route?
Yeah. So we kind of drew a buffer around that route and counted the number of food outlets. And we allowed that buffer, if you like, to vary depending on how they travel. So if they travel by car, we said they had greater exposure along their route because they're presumably traveling faster than if they're walking.
If they're hungry, they might be going really fast.
Absolutely.
But what did you find was the main determinant then? Was it the workplace? Was it the route to work? Or was it the home?
Yeah, so we looked at overall exposure, but yeah, we looked at domain-specific exposure as well. And workplace seemed to be particularly important. So these associations were particularly strong with workplace exposure. And I guess really that again makes sense. If you think about the types of foods you want when they're at work, you probably want ready prepared food, the kind of foods takeaway food outlets are selling. And also you've probably got a limited amount of time to take for lunch. So more proximal food outlets might be more important in that sense.
Does it not also just reflect where people spend the most time? So if those workers became unemployed, would the home environment become a stronger determinant compared with the workplace?
We were looking at home and work, particularly because people spend a lot of the time in those two neighbourhoods. The characteristics of the sample we used actually meant that we didn't really have that many unemployed people. So we weren't able to look at that modification and look at unemployed people in particular to see about that neighbourhood influence, the home neighbourhood. That's something that we'd like to do, but something we couldn't do on this occasion.
Has this generated the sort of objective data that you were hoping it would, so that you can now say what we need to do in order to encourage people to have a healthier life is X? Are you in that position now?
This is really a first step. So this is a large study. This is the biggest study as far as we know and the most comprehensive study of this type in the field so far. But really, it's a hint of this association and a call to do more research. What it could lead to, of course, is supporting changes, modifying the neighbourhood environment in some way to help people make healthier food choices and help maintain a healthier weight. But really, we need a firm evidence base for that. And this is the first piece of the puzzle.
I wonder if it will reflect on house prices. People could begin to market their house. The asset value of their house will increase if there are not obesity risks in the near vicinity.
Yeah, you're not the first person to suggest that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in the wrong game. Thank you very much. Tom Burgoyne is from Cambridge University, and he published that work this week in the British Medical Journal. The weather's been dramatically better all of a sudden, hasn't it? And so this question is highly appropriate.